Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. 17 till. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and my website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Having a great visit with the legendary Ken Blanchard, ladies and gentlemen, a longtime member of our Brain Trust, I'm very happy to say. And Ken, thank you for joining us again and for all the support you provided us on this show for all these years and for all the inspiration that you've been to so many. We're talking about your new book that you've co-authored with Mark Miller, both best-selling authors, folks. And the book is called Great Leaders Grow, and this is a sequel to another book that you wrote, isn't it?
Yes. Yeah, so we wrote a book called The Secret, which what a great leaders think and do, and it's around it at Chick-fil-A. They developed a serve model, you know, that they train all their managers in, and they have like 1% turnover, and you know, restaurant managers, they got over 1,600 restaurants,
right.
And, you know, it's a pretty amazing company. And so it's about, you know, a president, Jeff, who's mentoring this young gal, Debbie, you know, you know, getting herself off. And so this sequel really starts off, unfortunately, my wife said it wasn't a good idea, but Jeff dies of a heart attack. But he tells his young son, who's just getting out of college, that you can really be a great leader. And he meets Debbie at the funeral, and she becomes his mentor. And it's not only for young people, but it's for everybody, you know, because you got to continue to gain knowledge, which is the G, you know, and reach out and teach other people. And O stands for open your world. You know, I really think everybody ought to think about putting on their resume every year something that wasn't there the year before. You know, learn a new language, you know, learn a new computer program, you know, just open your world and travel and other kinds of things.
The great leaders that I know, Ken, whether they're managing a department or a publicly traded company, the great leaders that I know are people who are not monofaceted. These are multifaceted people. They have other interests. They're interesting to talk to. They're the kind of people that you want to be around, regardless of what their station is in life and what group they're leading. That's one of the things you'll notice about them, isn't it?
Yes, that's for sure. And the W stands for walk through wisdom. And one of the big things about that is to look for guides, for mentors, for people who can be honest with you, give you feedback, and help you along the way. I mean, I bet you've had some great mentors over the years.
Many. And you know what, Ken? Most of the time, they didn't even know they were mentoring me.
Yeah, that's really true.
I was just watching them. They knew I was there, but they didn't know they were mentoring me. And one of the reasons I'm saying this, Ken, is because a lot of things they mentored me about were mistakes that they let me see.
Sure, that's right. And so it's really a great one, because I've just been very fortunate to have wonderful mentors. My mother always used to say to me, why don't you write a book by yourself, you know, because I've written over 50 books and only two by myself, you know, one on golf, because so many people help my golf game, you know, to write with, and then one on my spiritual journey, but the rest have been with other people. And my 70th birthday recently, Jim, I invited all my co-authors to come, and over 50 of them showed, and
wow,
we just had more fun for a day and a half, kind of sharing simple truths that we had learned and all that, but I've just learned so much from other people that been a wonderful journey.
Right, right. Well, talk to us. One of the things that you talk about in the book are what you think is some of the biggest hurdles that leaders go through to overcome when they're trying to grow. What do you think is the biggest hurdle they have to overcome?
Well, the biggest one is that I don't have time. You know,
right.
You know, I got so many other things to do. Well, you better take time, because if you're not growing, you're dying. You might as well lie down and let them throw the dirt over you. You know, because you're going to be gone. And so, you know, it shouldn't be seen as an extra activity. It should be seen as part of your role as a leader to be growing and learning.
Well, how much of the hurdle of growing as a leader, how much of that is getting out of our own way, do you think?
Yes, I think most of it is self-imposed, that's for sure. And one of the biggest problems with entrepreneurs, as you know, Jim, is that they think they got to do everything. And one of my favorite sayings from our work is, none of us is as smart as all of them. And, you know, you ought to, you know, look around and get people around you who complete you, don't mm-hmm. compete with you. And if they complete you, you know, they can take some of that burden off you of the operational part of the thing so that you...
Is this the same advice as don't hire people who are just like you, hire people who are different from you?
Yes, if you hire people just like you, then pretty soon, you know, one or two of you is not necessary.
Exactly. Well, it's probably a pretty dysfunctional organization too. If you did, but sometimes we do that, don't we? I mean, when we interview people, I think that's one of the things a leader, a true leader, is comfortable enough in their own skin, Ken, that they're willing to hire somebody who will push them a little bit. What do you think?
Yes, because one of the ways you grow is by receiving feedback from people around you and learning from them, you know. And if you're closed to that, you know, because you don't want to expose your vulnerability. You know, I wrote this wonderful book with Colleen Barrett, who is the president of Southwest Airlines.
Mm-hmm.
And she says a wonderful thing. You love this. She said, people admire your skills, but they love your vulnerability.
Ah.
You know, that's
what I meant earlier about the mistakes that my, you know, one of the great things my dad ever did was to let me see him fail sometimes. And he didn't even know that he was doing that. Hey, Ken, I got to take a quick break, folks. When we come back, I'm going to get Ken to talk to us about self-evaluation, self-analysis. How big a deal is that to leadership growth? Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.